But the first question that I received is strength and conditioning base. And this is from Adam Lusby from Scotland. If you had to focus on a boxer's strengths only or weaknesses only, which one would you pick? And I'm going to answer with a very typical strength and conditioning coach answer of it depends, but I'm going to elaborate on it. So if we had gun to the head moment and we have to pick strengths or areas for improvement, I'll always pick on working to somebody's strengths. But in the gym, you do have these elements of the program of either going, the program is working towards somebody's strengths to make them into super strengths, or working on the areas for improvement. And this all depends on the individual, what kind of athlete they are, how old they are, what competitive level that they're at, and how many weeks until competition that you've got. So we've got a couple of examples of when we've just focused on strengths rather than areas for improvement. The main one that kind of springs to mind is when we work with Jamie and Gavin McDonald. They started working with us when they were about 32, 33 years old, and they're well renowned for their fitness. They were endurance beasts. I've never seen anybody as fit working over like a 2 minute to 4 minute period on the high intensity interval training. But with their little exposure to strength training and maybe their body composition type, they're very like kind of endurance based athletes. They were unable to like produce that max force, that max intent to get the most out of like 30 second sprints or muscle buffering repeated sprint training. So to give you a bit of an example, Gavin could run for 4 minutes on, 2 minutes off in the heat chamber at Sheffield University at 19 kilometers an hour. Whereas like on the 30 second max out sprint, his peak speed was around 22, 23. So he weren't able to expose his body to that level of kind of stress and fatigue to get the most out of the 30 seconds. Even though that this was an area for improvement, we couldn't work on that and we didn't really have the time as well. We were going into big title fights. Jamie was defending his world titles, and we didn't have the time to be able to work on these areas for improvement. And then we weren't going to get quick returns as well, because we had to prepare them for world title fights. So we worked towards their strengths and wanted to transform their strengths into super strengths. Now, we do kind of work on their areas for improvement, but probably work around about 10% of the program around that. But majority of the program is worked towards changing their strengths in super strengths. Now, that was a very specific scenario. I would go to this with different athletes at different times. If the training camp's very short, we want to get some quick wins. We want to get them in the best shape possible. If they're at that world title level, we need to make sure that they're in the best shape possible. But if we have time with them, let's say I've got two athletes at the minute at the very start of their career. We've got Stephen Cairns, who's 19 years old. We've got Hopi Price, 21 years old. And we've got the time to be able to work on their areas for improvement. They've got a few years before they're into big international and world title fights. So we've got the time to be able to work on their areas for improvement to make them a better all-round athlete. So I hope that answers your question, Adam. Just a review, I'd always work towards somebody's strengths, and whether I have some like more time with an athlete in the short term in terms of how long their training camp is, or if they're younger, I'd probably focus more on their areas for improvement, but I'd always be more geared to transforming their strengths into super strengths.